Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Car Chats. Mike Jaderson here, and if this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast meant to be played for the car ride home after middle school youth group. So I'm so glad that you've joined us. We took a break last week when we had our small group night, which went very, very well. But we're back. So let's see here. Tonight, we finished up our series called Let's Play, where we've been asking the question, what does it look like? What does play have to do with the Christian life? And so we finished with a topic that I think is pretty important and pretty common for our students, but also leads to some questions. And that topic is sports. Yes, sports. Not talking about the Energizer, but just in general, what do sports have to do with the Christian life? What does it look like to compete in a God-honoring way? And so let's get the ball rolling here. What quick question to talk about. What is your proudest moment in your sporting career? And if you're like, we're not a sports family, we didn't really do sports, maybe just in your middle school, high school, college years, if you performed in some sort of event, what's your proudest moment, the one that you look back to? For me, it was when I was playing football in like fourth grade, and I made a comeback in the last quarter. They finally put me in on defense, and I sacked the quarterback like five times in a row, and it was epic. So pause it. Talk about your proudest moment in sports. Go. Well, tonight we talked about what it looks like to look at sports as a form of worship. And we kind of distinguished that we can compete and participate in sporting activities as a way of worshiping God, but sports can also become our worship, where sports is the thing, or our you know, basketball career, volleyball career, or softball can be the thing in which we give our most attention to. So talk for a minute or two. What is the difference between those two things in your opinion? How can we use, how can we compete in a way that is God-honoring, that brings worship and glory to God? And how can we also pass into the zone of the sports actually becoming our idol and our worship? What do you think that distinction is? Pause it, talk about it. Well, tonight I talked with our students about what it looks like to compete in a God-honoring way. And in fact, I used some examples that my grandfather, who was a coach, gave to me. He calls this the praise performance. And those the 3 points were we play for an audience of one, we use negative situations to show Christ as he really is, and then we leave the results to God. And so I hope that piqued something in our students that they consider that the next time they take the court or the field to play. So let me just, I feel like this is a conversation that probably will need to take place mostly between parents and kids, but I want to make sure that everyone's on the same page. So let me just ask a couple questions and then leave you guys to talk about it. So two questions. First of all, parents, what are your expectations of your son or daughter as an athlete? If you haven't ever clearly communicated what you expect as a parent, right? My guess is that you don't expect your son or daughter to win the championship or get the D1 scholarship. And in fact, if they don't, you'd be disappointed in them, right? That's not what you feel. And so what are your expectations as your son or daughter, you know, plays and sports and even just activities? What are your expectations of them? And then say, I'm going to flip that around. So kids, what are your expectations of your parents in your athletics, right? So we all know the stories of the parents that have gone too crazy at the basketball game and gotten kicked out for, you know, yelling at the refs or some of that stuff. And that can be embarrassing for kids. So kids, what are your expectations of your parents in your sports? What would you hope your parents would be for you as you continue to play sports and do activities and hopefully have them supporting you. So talk about this, both from the parents' perspective, kids' perspective. Go ahead, pause, talk about this for a few minutes, and then we'll wrap up. Well, I hope that led to some good conversations in the car and that you have a great rest of your night. A few things to keep in mind going forward. Next week, spring break, no middle school youth group. We hope you enjoy your spring breaks. And then we'll be back the following week. We just wrapped up our series tonight. So our next series I'm excited to teach is called Formed. Asking the question, what are the things that form us as the people of Jesus. So hope you could join us next week. Not next week, the week after spring break. And we'll get to it. So have a great rest of your trip. Peace.